Anakin looked at his clenched fist and breathed a sigh of relief that he'd shut off the lightsaber in it instinctively. The silence was broken only by the clacking of armor plates in the darkness, and then the faint sounds of droids massing on the other side of the door. Helmet spot lamps began lighting up like a cautious sunrise. "So I got you into this, so I'll get you out." Anakin rose to his feet, gearing up to deploy the men for a last-ditch defensive action.
"Sir," said one of the troopers, "I think I left my lunchbox outside. Want to go and collect it for me?"
The remnant of Torrent Company burst out laughing, and so did Anakin. It was that moment of life-or-death desperation that flipped instantly into the black humor of sheer relief at finding your lungs were still working. "Rex, how many casualties?" Anakin asked. Ahead, he could see R2-D2's array of lights and panels winking in the gloom. "How many medics made it?"
42 men remaining, sir. 3 medic-trained. 6 walking wounded, 1 seriously injured and immobile."
The last point was visibly obvious. 3 troopers clustered around the injured ATTE crewman, whose armor plates and helmet had been placed to one side while they tried to stabilize him with hemostats and a plasma line.
3/4 of my men dead. For a hut.
"Okay, you know what to do, Captain. We'll hole up in the least accessible cell we can find, and if they get past you, then they'll still have to get past me and Ahsoka. And R2."
"Understood, sir."
There were some things clone troopers did that made Anakin realize that their relentless training from infancy was both like his and also utterly alien. At a single gesture from Rex, no audible command given, the troopers split into groups. One party began stripping anything that was removable from walls and alcoves and stacking it against the door. Another group laid ordnance out on the floor and seemed to be assembling booby traps. 3 men ran down the passage and started setting up a first aid position. One trooper pressed a thin wire into the gaps between the flagstones from one side of the passage to the other. Others, it took Anakin a few moments to work it out, they were wiring themselves, packing ordnance into their backpacks. No droid was getting through except over their dead bodies. And maybe not even then. The message was clear. Anakin said nothing, but walked among the troopers, tapping his palm against the hand of every man he could reach. Some returned the gesture. Nothing needed saying. Rex was last. Anakin clapped his hand on the captain's backplate as he passed, and Rex just gave him a deceptively relaxed pat on the shoulder in return. Anakin jogged down the passage, collecting Ahsoka and R2-D2 on the way, and headed into the bowels of the monastery. It wasn't like this in the holovids. Anakin wasn't sure how he would ever describe it to Padme, or even if he'd want to.
"I haven't even thought about her since the battle started."
He felt briefly guilty about that, and, unbidden, another little voice nagged in his head. "Yoda still won't give you any genuine praise if you save the day, you know." But that was the other Anakin's voice. Now the resentment against everyone who wouldn't let him have his head, the pendulum that swung between seeing Kenobi as the big brother he needed and the older sibling who just held him back, was silenced. Something in him switched on, his older, battle-hardened self. The innermost sanctum had been a Hutt throne room, judging by the overblown decor. What it had been before, Anakin couldn't guess. But now, it was a sanctuary. He shut the doors and prepared for a siege.